Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday evening. It is absolutely beautiful. 76 degrees, 55% humidity. Open those windows, I'm telling you. Overnight lows, 55 degrees, perfect sleeping weather. Great stuff. Weekend looks nice, too. All right. Bobby Kennedy has officially dropped out of the race for president. Bobby Kennedy's voters were coming overwhelmingly from those who would vote for Donald Trump. These are people who are concerned with the system, right? Concerned with what the heck has been going on in D.C. Now, you've got somebody in Kamala Harris who's saying, well, on my first day in office, and look, ma'am, your first day on office was January the 20th, 2021. You've been there for the last 3.5, 4 years. You're part of this mess. You helped make this. It's reported she was one of the chief strategist. God, what a misuse of that term that is. But one of the chief people behind our disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, you know, where we left billions of dollars in military equipment on the ground for the terrorist Taliban to have. Oh, and how about the Americans we left behind? Well, you know, what are you going to do? That's their attitude. What are you going to do? And inflation, well, I mean, I don't do an impression of her. I can't. But inflation, it's the grocery stores causing the high grocery prices.
Really?
Okay. You understand anything at all about, well, they don't. Okay. But Bobby Kennedy does. And Bobby Kennedy has been calling all of this out for the last year. And he just announced that he is ending his campaign and fully endorsing Donald Trump. Now, we have some of that germ. I know it's not necessarily labeled, and it comes from another one of those computers that may or may not be operational, but do me a favor, please. Can you just pull up a little bit of Bobby Kennedy?
Censorship against colonialism, imperialism, and unjust wars. We were the party of labor, of the working class. The Democrats were the party of government transparency and the champion of the environment. Our party was the bulwark against big money interests and corporate power. True to its name, it was the party of democracy. As you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. When it abandoned democracy by canceling the primary to conceal the cognitive decline of the sitting president, I left the party to run as an independent. The mainstream of American politics and journalism derided my decision. Conventional wisdom said that it would be impossible even to get on the ballot as an independent, because each state poses an insurmountable tangle of arbitrary rules for collecting signatures. I would need over 1 million signatures, something no presidential candidate in history had ever achieved. And then I'd need a team of attorneys and millions of dollars to handle all the legal challenges from the DNC. The naysayers told us that we were climbing a glass version of Mount Impossible. So the first thing I want to tell you is that we proved them wrong.
All right, let's pause.
We did it because beneath the radar,
he proved them wrong. He proved every single one of those people who derided his campaign as wrong. Here is a lifelong Democrat. Period. End of story. Never occurred to him to be a Republican. Never occurred to him to vote for, I don't know, the Constitution Party, the Party Party. I mean, nothing. He's a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat. Born a Democrat, would die a Democrat, would live as a Democrat. His own party did everything to kneecap this guy. after all of the contributions from his family to that very party. It's insulting. But you heard him talk about what the Democrats used to be. Well, I will share with you, that's how I grew up. Right? There's a lot of differences. People, including employees of the radio station, all have a tendency to lump John Reed and Jeff Katz together. It's amazing to me. But it happens. Okay. John and I are very good friends. I think the world of John. I really do. And I am hoping that he will run for lieutenant governor and be elected lieutenant governor and serve our great Commonwealth as an absolutely fantastic lieutenant governor. And I say again, when he makes it official, if he makes it official, I would fully, totally, completely endorse and support him. Not that that's going to matter to anybody. And I would also make a financial contribution. Now, it's not going to be enough for him to do the jet setting thing that he likes, but, you know, I'll give him a couple of bucks. But we're not the same. We're not even close to the same. There are so many differences that you could drive a Mack truck in between us. One of the biggest differences is I grew up and lived the bulk of my life as a Democrat. I come from a working-class, blue-collar background. From my blue-collar roots to my boots, I'm telling you right now, that's who I am. That's what I am. I make no apologies for it. I encounter a lot of phonies. A lot of phonies. It's okay. I got a real good BS detector. I can detect the phonies right off the bat. I am that blue-collar guy who made good. Not because anybody did it for me, but because I did it. And I watched as my Democrat Party drifted further and further and further away from me. Now, I look at a couple of people who are very important to me. In the former plaque check, I've told you this, there is a photo with a really, really good frame, because I felt it deserved a really, really good frame, of Ronald Reagan sitting at a microphone at WHO Radio in Des Moines, Iowa. It's one of those photos I see every single solitary day. And what did President Reagan say? Well, the Democrat Party left him. I stayed with it longer. I always describe myself as a, quote, conservative Democrat. And then, a number of years ago, when I was a little baby talk show host, there was a guy that you probably heard of, Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh introduced me. You know, it was back in the day when Rush did promos for local shows. Now, I still have mine, by the way. It's on a little reel-to-reel. And if I could ever find somebody who has a reel-to-reel machine, I would, I would give anything to have that, to be able to use it. But anyway, I digress. But one of the things that Rush said on that promo, he said, and, you know, coming up is Jeff Katz. He is a conservative Democrat. And then he paused and laughed in a way that only Rush could. There is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. But you should listen to him anyway. Okay, well, thank you, Rush. I appreciate that. But it really did get me to thinking. And he was right. Those of us who would have said we were conservative Democrats, there's no place for us in that party anymore. And I suppose that's okay, right? Parties evolve and change and do all that other good stuff or bad stuff, right? There's no more Whig party. I would have been part of the Whigs, except I forgot there was an H in there. And I thought, well, how cool would that be? Like a big bozo wig and you show up for it. It's like, no, Jeff, there's an H and it means, oh, all right, never mind. But there is no room for somebody like me. There's if you are pro-life, as an example, good Lord. They had like abortion vending machines out there. They had buses and trucks set up so that you could take some time from not seeing Beyonce or Taylor Swift or all the other people they had promised you, so that you could walk outside, get an abortion while you're there. Because, you know, nothing says Chicago souvenir like, hey, got an abortion while I was there. And then go back inside and, I don't know, have a sandwich or whatever it is that you did there. It's crazy. So that's why I always say there is a difference. And as comparing and contrasting with John, John grew up, obviously, in a Republican family. His father, Jack Reed, number one, a hell of a guy, a great state delegate, just a fine human being. But he grew up in that setting, in a Republican household. I did not. So when I hear Bobby Kennedy say that the Democrats turned their backs on him and then turned back around and tried to do everything possible to keep him off the ballot, man, that's got to say something. That speaks to me as a former Democrat. Really does. All right, we've got a little bit more from the Bobby Kennedy announcement. I think we've got a part where he talks about Kamala Harris. We will, we will get to that. And we've got Don Lemon. Remember Don Lemon? Don Lemon is out, or was out, in Chicago interviewing people on the street. And he came across a number of black women. He specifically said, I want to get comments from black women, because after all, Kamala Harris is a black woman. I'd like to hear what they have to say. And we'll share that with you. Suffice to say, you might be a little surprised by what they told Don Lemon. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday. Congratulations, we have made it. Self-high-fives all the way around. 15 minutes from now, we've got a chance for you to win a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. They are coming on August the 31st, 7 o'clock, Meadow Event Park in Doswell, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Serve Pro Pavilion, or as I like to say, my buddy Matt Krieger. But we've got the tickets for you. And again, at 5:35-ish, we'll give you the chance to win those tickets. I'm taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Phil from Goochland says, hey, Jeff, there's simply no room for working men in the Democrat Party anymore. I agree with you. I absolutely, positively agree with you. 540 says, Jeff, I definitely agree with you. Stan Andruski speaks common sense. And if he won't run, well, we just need more people like him to step up and do so. Yeah. Another 804 says, hey, I'm going to write Stan Andruski's name in for Richmond mayor since all the candidates are far-left morons. Okay, well, that'll be good. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, says big auto repair is price gauging. That's from 804. Yep, I hear you. Jeff, all the local news stations are now pitching COVID vaccines. Really, what are we up to? I lost track. Germ, are you keeping track? Is it 109 or 110 of the boosters? It's somewhere up there, right? I mean, and this is the one, by the way, I'm sure. Whichever one this is, boy, this will be the one that will... Yeah, I'm done. Thank you very much. You can keep that, and you can, well, you could jab yourself with it if you'd like. I think, Germ, we've got the Bobby Kennedy where he's talking about Kamala Harris, right? Can we take a listen to that?
Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews.
That's right.
No debates.
That's right.
Only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produced Chicago circus. There,
gotta have
in Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Wow. Who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate?
That's right.
In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days. I do interviews every day. Many of you have interviewed me.
Yeah,
anybody who asks gets to interview me.
Yeah.
Some days I do as many as 10. President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily. How did the Democratic Party choose a candidate that has never done an interview or debate during the entire election cycle?
It's a great
question. We know the answers.
Yeah.
They did it by weaponizing the government agencies.
Yep.
They did it by abandoning democracy.
Yep.
They did it by suing the opposition.
That's right.
And by disenfranchising American voters.
Absolutely.
What most alarms me isn't how the Democratic Party conducts its internal affairs or runs its candidates. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies.
Absolutely. Let's pause it there, Jeremy, because that's great stuff. Look, you, again, are free to like or dislike anybody that has been mentioned. Do not care. You cannot, however, argue with the facts that are in evidence. And the facts that are in evidence are very, very clear. Feel free to hate Trump. Feel free to hate Ken. Feel free to hate me. I got over that such a long time ago. Goodness gracious. Leftists hate us. And as I've said so many times,
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Once you can accept that fact, once you no longer think, oh my God, I want him to like me, I want him to like me, then you can live your life and be very happy. Right? You can deal with them when you have to deal with them, and they say stupid things and do stupid things, and you just think to yourself, yeah, oh, all right, I'm going home in a couple of minutes, so we're all good, right? I mean, you can do that. All right, I got a little more that we've got to hear, including this great exchange, Don Lemon on the streets of Chicago, specifically asking black women how they feel and how they will vote now that a black woman, Kamala Harris, is the nominee of a major party. And suffice to say, when you hear this in a couple of moments, it will be surprising. Also, coming up in a couple of moments, your chance to win those tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band at Meadow Event Park. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have. I'm sorry, I am really happy today for some reason. You know why? Because it wasn't yesterday. That's what it is. Remember, according to the New York Post, everybody gets 4 bad days per month. So I had mine yesterday. And you normally know, according to this study, you will know by 8:36 in the morning if you were going to have a bad day. And mine was a little weird because it wasn't before 8:36. And I thought, well, man, because I hadn't come to that decision. I don't know if you just have to, well, they don't go into all the details. Like, here's how you know it's a bad day, or you have to analyze it. And then I threw in the whole thing. Well, what if you do shift work? Right, we got a lot of people on this program who are working in law enforcement or firefighting, EMS, you know, first responders. You guys are working around the clock. Nurses, doctors. When do you officially say you've got a bad day? Because if it happens, say, at 11 o'clock and you're working midnight to 8, does that count as 2 bad days? I don't know. Anyway, I'm just doing the best I can to have a really good day today, and the weather is perfect. And I am looking out one of the windows here. I see grass, I see trees, and so I am all good. Oh, you know what else I see? I see the clock, which says it is 5:35, and that means that I have got a pair of tickets for you to head on out to Doswell, Meadow Event Park. KC and the Sunshine Band are coming on August the 31st, 7 o'clock. Atlantic Union Bank. After hours, Serve Pro Pavilion, Meadow Event Park. It will be a blast and a half. I want to make it easy today, Jeremy, just because it's Friday and you're tired and I'm tired and everybody's getting ready for the weekend. How about just caller number 7? Let's make it super easy. Caller number 7, 833-804-1140. Caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. You get yourself a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. Again, caller number 7-833-804-1140. And you were correct. That is also the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. If you've got car questions, you want to get them into Stan Andruski, you can do that now, and I'll get him to Stan first thing in the morning. You know, 8 a.m. is when Stan starts his program in the garage with Stan Andruski. I'm looking at some of the stuff that's coming out right now, and I got to tell you, I am feeling okay. I go back and forth, as you know. I have made it very clear I am voting for President Trump. There's no question about that. I don't have any problem voting for President Trump. I think President Trump, when he was president, did an excellent job. I know that I had more money I had more buying power. My boys had better opportunities than they do now. And every time I hear these lunatics on the left talk about, well, you know, we're Trump. Okay, you got anything else? I get it. We all made a note. It's in our calendar. We wrote it on our hand. You hate Trump. We got it. What else you got? And you guys have been in charge 12 out of the last 16 years. How come you didn't do any of the stuff then that you say you're going to do now? Right? I mean, they're just full of crap. And I do feel bad for some of the older Democrats. These are guys who do not realize that their party doesn't want them anymore. In a certain way, I feel sorry for them. Now, not entirely, but there is a part of me that feels sorry for them. I know that, Gutman was apparently on with John this morning. I have certain things. John has certain people on, and I turn it off. I got to be honest with you. And Howard is one of them. I don't understand where Howard is, except that, you know, Howard's a swamp dweller and always has been. That's where he's made his millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he's on Team D. I got it. But he's also the guy who told us that Joe Biden was perfectly fine. Remember the last Politics and Pints? We're all sitting there, and Howard's explanation for Joe Biden is, well, he's always been an idiot. Okay, that's a hell of an endorsement. Don't come to me if I ever run for office, because you're not doing my tagline. No chance. But I don't know exactly what Howard's problem is and how any of us who are Jewish could stand and support policies which are so anti-Israel. I don't mean just, hey, we're not the biggest fan of Israel. I'm talking about positioning yourselves as enemies of Israel. I don't know. I just don't see it as possible. And I got a couple people I know who are going to vote that way because they value the Democrat Party more than their own claimed faith. And that's very sad. It's very sad. Anyway, in that vein, we are told, well, Kamala Harris is the first black woman to run for president, so of course black women are going to support her like you would not believe. Well, Don Lemon out in Chicago did some of these people on the street interviews. He came across, I don't know, four or five black women in a row. I want you to take a listen. It's very, very enlightening. Cut number four.
How are you feeling about the election?
I'm going for Trump. I feel like every time they don't want somebody who is good for us to win, they throw somebody black in our face thinking that's going to, like, make us vote for the black person.
I voted for Obama because he was black. I don't want to vote for her because she's the first black woman to run for president or to win.
I don't vote.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I want Donald
Trump.
Why
do you apologize?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump.
I'm running for Trump, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just always been a fan of his, so that's what I'm running for.
I used to be against Trump. I used to live in Virginia. I saw the bad side of it, but really moving to Cleveland, but I saw the other side of it.
I'm supporting Trump.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
Because it has to change.
Yeah.
It has to change. And now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person or voting for the first woman. So.
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
I think they say she's phony and fake. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm like Trump saying, you know, what are you? You know, so I'm not feeling her. People get mad about it. I'm just not feeling her.
I don't like her the way she speaks, the giddiness, the laughing. Everything's a joke, and it's not a joke. We're in trouble.
I'm going for Trump. Kamala was on Biden's team, and I don't like Biden. Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
Good for you. God bless you. There are the facts, and those are the facts. Right? We're going to hear all sorts of spin. We've heard it already. I mean, what I was saying, we're going to hear it. We're hearing it. But there you are, half a dozen real people, happen to be black women, happen to be walking down the street in Chicago. Don Lemon happens to ask him that question. Boy, they were about as honest as you could get, don't you think? I know that there were people within the Jewish community, I'm just going to tell you right now, when the buzz was that Josh Shapiro, the Jewish governor up in Pennsylvania, was going to be picked for VP, guarantee you, there were plenty of people in my area, if you will, right, my faith community, we're going, oh, I'm going to vote for them because he's Jewish. I got news for you. I don't vote for people based on their skin color or their gender or their religion or their height or their weight or their eye color. None of that matters to me. I want to know what you've done, and I want to know what your plan is to get stuff done. That's it. And I have been very, very happy with President Trump. I was happy when he was in office. And I was, as you know, I was not one of the first people to support him. It took me a while. But I have come to a point where I support him 110%. Absolutely the one hope that we have for this country. One of the things that the Democrats did, another shameful moment for the Democrat Party in 2024, they had lied, apparently, to a number of the media people because they wanted people watching the convention. Nobody wanted to watch it. It was so bad. So they said, oh, well, you know, Beyonce is going to come and perform tonight. So you had all of the water carriers and the legacy news media telling people on air, oh, yeah, Beyonce is going to be performing tonight. That's what we've been told. Or Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce. And so people out here, not in Chicago, they knew they weren't coming. But watching on TV, people were watching. Oh, wow, man, I'm tuning it because Beyonce is going to be there. Well, it turned out it was all crap anyway. Cut number one.
Talk in anticipation here and elsewhere that there may be a special guest. I am told by Democrats that Kamala Harris was their guest. They did not want a celebrity at the end of this convention to essentially compete with her. One senior advisor telling me this is a deadly serious election. And if you looked at the end of this program, having a Leon Panetta come on, the former defense secretary, really presenting Vice President Harris as a plausible commander in chief, that is one of the reasons I'm told that there was not a celebrity performance at the end.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great job. Heck of a job. You did get people to tune in because they thought Beyonce was going to be there. And then you gave him Leon Panetta. Well, I mean, let's face it. Who amongst us hasn't confused Leon Panetta and Beyonce, right? I mean, come on. Leon Panetta, Taylor Swift, they are often mistaken for each other. It's just the way it is. Look, got to be honest about these things, right? Yeah. Okay. We've got just enough time here, Germ. Can I get cut number two? This is some of the Kamala speech, the reaction on CNN.
She talked about representing the people, Kamala Harris for the people in her time as a prosecutor. She discussed how she would be a president for everyone and wanting to form an opportunity economy to build and strengthen the middle class. It was a speech of progressive politics and unifying rhetoric. A speech with many, many shots across the bow of Donald Trump, her opponent, and a speech in which she sought to portray herself as a credible commander-in-chief, patriotic, firm, confident, and credible. She discussed Israel and Palestine. She discussed Ukraine. She discussed the threat from Iran. It was a remarkable address. One that I've never seen her give quite like this before. A very, very powerful speech. You got to go back, I think, to Barack Obama in 2008 for a Democratic speech like this, perhaps even a speech like this at all.
Wow! Jake Tapper has fallen in love. His leg is quivering. What a mess. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! It is Friday, and we have made it. Yeah. Man, they are good. The days. No, really, it's a good day. It is a good day. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. Yeah. All right. Now, it is, I got a couple of good texts here I want to share with you coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Car question. All right, Stan, I hope you're paying attention. Is there a way to test or determine whether a car needs new bearings? I don't know. However, I will pass it along to Stan tomorrow morning. Jeff, 804, Pam. Says, Jeff, I agree. When Howard Gutman comes on, I turn him off for many reasons. Listening to him is like nails across a chalkboard. It's a lot like listening to Kamala Harris. Yeah, I understand. I won't listen to him. I mean, that's just me. You're free to do what you want, but I John has a couple of folks on that I just won't give the time of day to. One of them is Joe Morrissey. Joe Morrissey celebrated the release of a twice convicted cop killer. Had a party with them, had lunch, the whole deal, welcomed him home. And that was it. I was done. Now, through the years, you got to remember, I've been here a while. What, 11 years did we figure out, Jerm? I think it's like 11 years. And I had had Joe Morrissey on the show many times. I had Joe Morrissey calling me at home. I know, but he did. And there's some things that he's done. I mean, he's weird in this sense. He's pro-life. It's amazing, right? But he is. And he also had offered services free of charge, pro bono, for some folks who had special needs kids in the school system. And I really admired that. But when he celebrated the release of a convicted cop killer, I was completely and totally done. That's it. I'm done. So when I hear him come on in the morning with John, I do. I turn it off. It pains me, but it's the truth. All right. Monday, I'm going to dive a little bit into what the heck is really happening at Richmond International Airport. There's something weird going on out there with some of these companies and how they ought to be running. I'm going to get into that. We've got a lot that we'll be dealing with. And tomorrow morning, I hope you join Stan Andruski for In the Garage with Stan Andruski. As you know, on Friday, since October the 7th, we have ended every Friday, which is Shabbat, with Hatikva. That is the Israeli national anthem. It means the hope. God willing, you and I will do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com